You know, I spent a lot of years on the Board of Education. I've been very involved in education issues since being Common Council President and as a pastor.
That's Pridgen answering education questions following the end of a recent Common Council session at City Hall. Pridgen tells WBFO News now is the time to review every possibility in an effort to turn around failing city schools and refresh education for Buffalo Public School children.
I think closing the door on the possibilities is not responsible. Let's look at them. If there's a model that better fits Buffalo, then let's explore it.
One of the issues the Common Council is legally reviewing is a possible lawsuit against the Buffalo School District and the State Education Department. Some lawmakers say they believe a lawsuit could claim the high number of failing city schools is actually in breach of state and federal law, denying each student a sound basic education. Pridgen ponders that a legal suit could be effective.
Lawsuits in the past have changed education. When you look at Brown versus Board of Education, what every law student learns when they walk in, that was a lawsuit. When you look at the desegregation cases that were here in Buffalo, lawsuit. So it doesn't mean that it would complicate it. Sometimes it helps to straighten out some things.
And when it comes to the ongoing infighting within the school board and its leadership, Pridgen remembers witnessing much of the same during his stint on the Board of Education.
I know the frustrations of being on the Board of Education, and I definitely know the frustrations if you do not work well with the superintendent.
Why doesn't it ever change?
You know, and it's not just City of Buffalo. If you look globally, you know, most superintendents only last an average of 3 to 5 years, and they're out in urban areas. I think that the system that we have right now does not bode well for children, to be very honest with you. I think that it becomes more about adults at times and about contracts and buildings because there is very little discussion about education at the Board of Education meeting.
Pridgen notes the current system is not working. He believes in the election of school board members, but would like to see different decision makers sitting at the board table to deal strictly with education matters and how that directly affects students in the classroom. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.